Iranian President Hassan Rouhani addressing the UN General Assembly for the first time. He sounded hopeful about better relations with the U.S.
We can arrive at a framework to manage our differences.
And then, the familiar words as the Iranian president staked out Tehran's position.
Acceptance of and respect for the implementation of the right to the enrichment inside Iran and enjoyment of other related nuclear rights provides the only path.
Mr. Rouhani's speech echoed the somber tone sounded earlier by U.S. President Barack Obama.
We are encouraged that President Rouhani received from the Iranian people a mandate to pursue a more moderate course. The roadblocks may prove to be too great, but I firmly believe the diplomatic path must be tested.
Mr. Obama's words carefully chosen, according to Joe Cerencioni with the Plowshares Fund, a foundation committed to a world free from the threat of nuclear weapons.
I think the president is clearly extending the hand to Iran and hoping to get a handshake back.
There was hope for a handshake earlier at a UN luncheon. U.S. officials said a meeting was offered, but Iran turned it down, saying it was too complicated. Jessica Tuckman Matthews at the Carnegie Endowment says such difficulties shouldn't be a surprise.
Even if Rouhani has for now the Supreme Leader's support, there are a lot of political forces in Iran that would like to see him fail, whose economic and political fortunes are made by no relationship with the U.S.
Still, Iran has agreed to pursue confidence-building measures. Iran analyst Genevieve Abdo says it could be the first step in a long process.
It's imperative for the United States to convince the Iranians that they too want change and to end the hostility, and that now the long process of doing that has begun.
The next step may come when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif for perhaps a handshake and the highest level meeting between the two countries in decades. Jeff Selden, VOA News.